My friend Peter Greenberg is the guitar player in a band called Barents Whitfield and the Savages.
John Curley of the Afghan Whig.
I was visiting him in New Mexico where he lives, and Peter's got this incredible record collection. More King records, maybe, than almost anyone I know, although I've never seen Darren Blaze's King collection. I would imagine it's pretty big also. But Peter was pulling out records and playing stuff for me, and he turned me on to a guitar player called Freddie King, who was from Texas, and we listened to some of his records. He had a very unique style of guitar playing that kind of blended like a southern Texas sound with a Chicago harder electric sound, and just really cool, loud sounding, drenched in reverb guitar sounds. Later, I went and looked him up on YouTube, and the thing that surprised me about Freddie King was just how big the guy was. He plays a Gibson hollow body guitar, which is a decent sized guitar. If you're not familiar, it's like the size of an acoustic guitar. In Freddie King's hands, it looked like a ukulele. He just dwarfed this thing. The guy was like the size of a prize fighter or a linebacker. And another thing that I always notice about Freddie King on his record album photos, his promotional photos, and when he's playing, the guy is always sweating profusely, which, you know, you can kind of hear it in his guitar playing too.
Well, I'm told down, I'm almost level with the ground.
Celebrating the legacy of King Records on 105.9, 89.7 WNKU.